Welcome to West Coast University Los Angeles Operation Pass NCLEX. I am your host, Debbie Reed, the Manager of Persistence and Outcomes. We are ending week one of Spring 1 2022 term. If you are a 493 student, you completed the capstone nursing care of the child this week and will be doing mental health next week. You should be adding pharmacology review questions to your daily study plan. Use Board Vitals, Farm Made Easy, and Farm Flashcards, all in ATI, to assist you in your preparation for your proctored exam in week 9 and your exit exam in week 10. Make sure you are looking at the rationales for the 100 plus questions you are doing daily in 493. Workshops are being offered on test-taking skills and reducing test anxiety by nursing academic specialists Cindy Rillette and Bernie Malabanan on Mondays and Fridays throughout the term. I encourage you to attend. The entire workshop schedule will be sent to you on Remind, and you can attend any of them at any time to help with a better understanding of concepts you may be struggling with. If you need assistance, please reach out to your 493 professor or to me. Delayed requests for assistance may result in late work completion and a need to redo this term. If you are a 480 student, you'll be starting capstone next week. Make sure your pre-work is done the night before your class each week, and that the post-work is also done the day before your class each week so that you get full points. Make sure you are preparing each week for class and reaching out to your professor for one-on-one tutoring and the nursing academic specialist, Hermie Barbieto, if you are needing assistance with study habits and skills, as well as any difficulty in understanding the content. The workshop schedule will be sent to you on Remind, and your professors have received it and will post in Canvas. For the rest of West Coast University who may be listening in, reach out early for help. Your instructors are conducting group and one-on-one tutorings, and you have the nursing academic specialist workshops and one-on-one sessions available. Take advantage of everything that we have to offer you. It's all set up for your success. This week's podcast is on depression and grief with nursing academic specialist Teresa Meredith.
Hi, my name is Teresa Meredith, and I'm a nursing academic specialist at West Coast University. Today, I'm going to be going over depression and grief. Major depressive disorder, or MDD, is a single episode or recurrent episodes of unipolar depression, resulting in a significant change in a client's normal functioning, accompanied by at least 5 specific clinical findings, which must occur almost every day for a minimum of 2 weeks and last most of the day. These clinical findings include depressed mood, difficulty sleeping or excessive sleeping, indecisiveness, decreased ability to concentrate, suicidal ideation, increase or decrease in motor activity, inability to feel pleasure, increase or decrease in weight of more than 5% of total body weight over 1 month. The use of ECT in major depressive disorder can be useful for some clients who have major depressive disorder and unresponsive to other treatments. Informed consent is required. At the time of each treatment, a patient is given general anesthesia and a muscle relaxant, and electrodes are attached to the scalp at precise locations. The patient's brain is stimulated with a brief controlled series of electrical pulses. This causes a seizure within the brain that lasts for approximately a minute. The patient is asleep for the procedure and awakens after 10 to 15 minutes. A patient typically receives ECT 2 or 3 times a week for a total of 6 to 12 treatments, depending on the severity of symptoms and how quickly the symptoms respond to the treatment. Seasonal affective disorder, or SAD, is a form of depression that occurs seasonally, usually during the winter when there is less daylight. Light therapy is the first line treatment for SAD. Light exposure of the face 30 minutes a day, once or in 2 divided doses. Dysthymic disorder is a mood disorder that is characterized by fluctuating dysphoria that may be punctuated by brief periods of normal mood. It is distinguished by depressive symptoms as well as symptom persistence of at least 2 years in duration. Individuals with this disorder experience a depressed mood for most of the day, for more days than not, as well as at least 2 of the following diagnostic symptoms. Those include poor appetite or overeating, insomnia or hypersomnia, low energy or fatigue, low self-esteem, poor concentration or difficulty making decisions, and feelings of hopelessness. Afflicted individuals may experience fleeting periods of normal mood, but these cannot exceed 2 months. In addition, during the first 2 years following onset, there can be no discernible episodes of major depression. Disruptive mood dysregulation disorder onset is before age 10. It occurs in children age 6 to 18. Individuals need to exhibit irritability, anger, and temper tantrums in at least 2 of these settings: home, school, or with peers. It's more common in males, and it's more common in children versus adolescents. With our nursing assessment, we need to evaluate affect, thought process, especially suicidal thoughts, mood, feelings, and physical behavior. The nurse also must be aware of the symptoms that mask depression. Some nursing diagnoses used for depression are risk for suicide, which would be our priority, chronic low self-esteem, imbalanced nutrition, constipation, disturbed sleep pattern, ineffective coping, and disabled family coping. As far as nursing outcomes, healing is possible and attainable. Treatment goals are mutually developed based on the patient's personal needs and values, and interventions are evidenced based. Nurse and patient identify realistic outcome criteria and formulate concrete, measurable, short-term and long-term goals. Nursing intervention. The planning of care for patients with depression is geared toward the patient's phase of depression, particular symptoms, and personal goals. It must always be aware of the potential for suicide. Assess of risk for self-harm or harm to others is ongoing. A combination of therapy and psychopharmacology is an effective approach. Planning ADLs, maintaining a therapeutic environment, and safety is always the highest priority. Nursing outcome evaluation. Outcome criteria is tailored to each patient's unique presentation and based on diagnoses, goals, and interventions. Examples would be, are suicidal thoughts still present? If so, how frequent? Is there a plan? Is the patient taking in adequate calories and liquids? Is the patient sleeping enough or too much? Is the patient participating in personal hygiene and grooming? There are a lot more. Thank you for listening and have a great day.
Dr. Seuss said, "You're off to great places. Today is your day. Your mountain is waiting, so get on your way." Well, your mountain to climb is finishing your nursing degree and obtaining the RN license at the top of that mountain. You can do it, and we have resources and support to get you to the top. Thank you for tuning in to West Coast University Los Angeles Operation Pass NCLEX. We will be back again soon with another learning experience.